This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. He refers to himself as an American, a muddy, filthy, cranky American. Kalamazoo resident Mark Waddell got dirty riding a bicycle down the trails of the Great Allegheny Passage and Chesapeake and Ohio Canal towpath in May 2017. He wanted to experience the solo ride, but he also wanted to reach Washington, D.C. to express his crankiness about the way the 2016 presidential election turned out.
The first part's from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, and then Cumberland to Washington, D.C. is the muddy part. It's the canal, the canal towpath, which I think, if I want to talk about my own book in a most objective way as possible, I think that the second part is more interesting because it gets a little weird. It gets a little, you really feel like you're in a different part of the country.
Well, your photographs are gorgeous. You color photos in here, and they just drew me in where I would just have to stare at the photos for a while, and it's like, ooh, I'd like to see this. Thanks. Both the history and just this dreamy, woodsy look, mm-hmm. you know, the kind you have on those posters in your office, the remember nature.
Yeah, it gets very dreamy. It gets very, very dreamy, especially when you're riding, like, 50 miles a day, and yeah. you're going slightly uphill.
It's dreamier on a poster than in reality.
It is a sort of mental state where I feel like I'm doomed, like I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to get to that comfy motel, and it might be slightly rainy, or I might be covered in mud, and then I'll round a corner, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at this scene that I'm in front of. And yeah. because I've exerted myself, because I've put myself into a state of mind where I'm just exhausted and in the middle of nowhere, and I've seen no people, and I've heard no news, I've seen no Facebook, and yeah. I'm in the middle of the woods, and you yeah. turn a corner, and there's this river, and it's the rapids, and I know from historical signs that I saw on the way that George Washington tried to get up these rapids, and
yeah, yeah.
you just feel like you've gone back into another time, another place. And
what inspired you to make this journey?
It's something I've been doing pretty much every year since 2012.
Yearly journey that you do?
Pretty much. I skipped 2013. I went with some friends on 2013. That wasn't a very long ride, but 2012, I told my wife I was going to ride from Kalamazoo to Cadillac and back. And she said no. And I said, why not? And she said, well, it's because you don't know how to change. If you got a flat, you don't know how to change an inner tube. You don't know how to fix that. And she was right. And so I learned how to fix a flat, and I happened to get a flat. I fixed it by myself on the road, and I felt really empowered. Just like,
yeah.
I can be on this bicycle as the most vulnerable thing on the road, but I can do this. And you don't feel vulnerable. You feel free when you're doing this.
Yeah.
It's a slow ride, but you can go anywhere.
Well, there was something in the book that you wrote, I think towards the end of it, anybody can get on a bike, that you weren't some athlete, you
yeah.
know, when you first decided to start riding again since mm-hmm. childhood, little by little, and lo and behold, mm-hmm. you've traveled some distance.
It's amazing that it was 2011. I felt a little bit overweight, and I realized every time I walked up the stairs, I run out of breath, and I thought about the incidence of heart failure and heart attacks in my family and strokes and things like that. And I thought, well, maybe I should do something about that. So I started riding the bike, and I discovered the trails around Kalamazoo and Portage, and I discovered I could ride my bike all the way to Lake Michigan if I wanted to. Once I did that, I thought I could ride to Lake Michigan and back without having somebody pick me up and drive me back. And that was like 88 miles. I did 88 miles that fall.
Yeah.
Which nearly killed me, but you know.
That's not bad.
It made me realize I could go some distance.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I love this place that you stay earlier in your journey, Steve's little B&B.
Steve, bless his heart, Steve. This is an area of the country, area of the trail, in that panhandle of Maryland, where it's just like the UP. I've ridden my bike through the UP, and it's just like the UP, where you can just go for hours and not see anybody. Very few people. If there's a town, it's just little crossroads. So I was trying to find the perfect spot where I didn't have to ride too far. In my planning, I found this Steve's Little Orleans Lodge. It's in a little town called Little Orleans, Maryland. Steve is an 80-year-old Korean War vet who set up his own bed and breakfast in his house. And his house was a one-room schoolhouse that he built onto, but he built on this little wing, and there's like three rooms. And I don't know if Steve knows what he's doing or not, but he's just doing it. He's just doing it. It was cheap. It was like $60, and it was like being at Grandpa's house, but he's not your grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a weird sense of humor. He had a weird sense of housekeeping. I read Yelp reviews of this place, and a lot of bicyclists liked it, but they also mentioned it wasn't very tidy. It's not fancy.
Yeah.
Some people were upset that the kitchen was a mess because one of his deals is he'll make you French toast in the morning, which I avoided.
And then, like we said, there's the Watergate. It was jarring to be reading about this beautiful nature trail. And then at the end, how you pedal into this big city.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you? Was it like a culture shock after all that time out there?
It was. On the trail led to another trail, and I rounded a corner. On one side of me is a Potomac, around the corner, and there's a Washington Monument on the horizon. And about half a mile later, I'm on a street, there's cars. That was a culture shock. It's a shock whenever you're on a bike and there's traffic all around you. It gets a little nerve-wracking. Then I get to where the Watergate is, and I was trying to find the door to the hotel. And the Watergate Hotel is part of a big complex. If people know, there's the condos and there's the office buildings where the famous Nixon break-in happened. I get to one door that looked like a entrance to a hotel, and I lean my filthy bike against a big planter outside, and I'm filthy, and I have this bowling shirt on because that's my uniform as far as bike riding goes. And the doorman comes out, and he just starts yelling at me. I don't want to say what he said, but he's just yelling at me, get that bike off that planter.
Yeah.
And he's just treating me like a crusty bike hobo, which I probably looked like and basically was.
Yeah.
But I tell to him that, well, I've got a reservation here under Waddell, and you should look it up. And he's like, the hotel's that way. He yells, points down the road. So I go to the hotel, and I start thinking about, as I run into people in Washington, D.C., all the people who work there, they all seem to have foreign accents. They all seem to be elsewhere. Not the guy who yelled at me, not that doorman.
Yeah.
But everybody else. And they were all so nice to me. They were all so courteous, and they looked at me as my filthy self on my filthy bike, and they're like, oh, yes, Mr. Waddell, come right here, sir. And I tell them that I'd ridden all the way from Pittsburgh, and instead of treating me like some crazed weirdo, they're like, oh, my goodness, how you wrote. Here's a water. They give me Watergate-branded water. And that led me into thinking about our current president.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Mark Waddell, the author of Mule Skinner Blues. Visit WMUK.org to hear more about his travel adventures and what he did when he finally stood in front of the White House. Thanks for listening.